Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, the 23rd of November. It is 9:01 where I sit in Cali. It's kind of cool this morning, as a matter of fact. It's not the usual heat in California. Like I said, normally it's hot here. But this morning it's been kind of a coolness. It is 11:01 if you're in the south side of the world, and it is 12 noon, so it's no longer morning if you are in the east coast. How is everybody doing this morning? I am in a, as you can tell, I'm kind of like half asleep because, I went to bed rather late last night. I have to blame my sister for that because I was like just talking to her and yakking and whatever. And we were just, and it was like, okay, really? I need to get some damn sleep. But hey, what did I say? We were just like such a great convo. We were like, let's keep talking. Oh, brother. Anyway, how is everybody this morning? I am honestly trying to be a little bit more of a, my normal self, but it ain't happening. It is not happening. Plus the fact I think I really screwed up something because I think I ended up not actually putting my broadcast out like I should have. Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to have to start waking my assistant up and having her to start posting these because I don't like, one thing about me, I don't like throwing myself in your face all the time. Just sometimes. So I need I need my assistant to start posting these, but she may be asleep, where she's at. So what can I say? Anyway, I'm waking up a little bit waking up. Topic this morning, I bet you're like, wow, sugar, for real? This is a topic? But the topic this morning is sex. Yes, sex. And I know it's a little early. Then again, I guess some people say it's never too early for sex. But being a Sunday, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm talking about this on a Sunday at 9:03 in the morning. But the reason why this subject came up because my sister and I was talking, and she went to, she was asked to go to a club last night in Second Life. I'm so happy she's back. Yay, she's back. But she met someone, and my sister's like a big role player. So the guy had asked her out, and I won't mention who the guy is, but yeah, he asked her out, and they went to a club. I'm not going to mention the club. And because he said, hey, it's good music here, you're going to enjoy it. So they went to the club. And when they got to the club, it was like questions about sex from the DJ. And he was like, well, hey, look, I didn't know this. I really was taking you out to dance. And, I didn't know that this was the format. And so she and I started talking about it. And she's like, what the hell's going on? Why do I have to go to a club, for dancing, and and end up hearing about sex. He's like, I just don't understand it. You know, why is this, why am I hearing about sex and I'm trying to go to a club and, you know, basically enjoy my little time there. So anyway, she and I got on the subject of, we just, you know, kept talking about it, And after we started discussing, I told her, I said, you know what, it is all over the place. It's not just, you know, it's just there. It is just there. It's at work. It's in schools. It's on TV. It's in music. It's on social media. It's in the club. It's on talk shows. Hello. It's in cartoons. It's on the playground. It's in church. It's just all over the place. And my wonderment is, why is everyone so preoccupied with it? Why is sex, why is everybody, you know, it's on the brain? Because if you think about it, everywhere you look, turn around, it's like it's sex. It's something to do with sex. It's like we have nothing else on our mind. It's either sex or money. And honestly, when you look at things, it seems like it's more sex than anything. It seems like that's the thing that's like overcoming everybody's little existence, unless you're pretending like it is. Because I know sometimes I'm on social media, on my Facebook page, and every time you look up, it's somebody's, you know, somebody's either, and thank God I just went PG, so I'm going to be a little bit, you know, cool on this, but it's you see somebody talk about, oh, she's giving good head, you know, it's the face you make, you know, this, that, and the other, when you're getting good head, or when he's eating it right. And what's sad is that on social media, we're using animals and children to display this. Now, that right there is kind of like, where is our minds going? Where is our heads going that we're using animals and we're using children to display this? I'm noticing that a lot of Raven Simone, when she was a little girl, is being depicted on a lot of these little things on social media. And I'm thinking, are we not understanding that this, you know, she's an adult now, but this is an image of a child that you're having say stuff about sex or comment about cursing or whatever. It's like we totally forgot, you know, the innocence of a child. And that bothers me, that we are so busy making jokes or, you know, or displaying these memes, and then it's a child's face that you see. That's, if that's not disturbing to most of you, it should be. Because if you look down your Facebook page and you see a photo of a child, Raven Simone has been the one that's most of. And there's some things about, yeah, this is the face I make when he's eating it right. Or you see an animal. Don't you kind of like, are you bothered by that? Or are you so depicted in the joke that it is, or so like, oh, yeah, that's how you look, that you totally forget that this is a child's image or this is an animal image? So we're referring ourselves, you know, as animals. That's basically what it is. I don't know if you don't see that, but it is true. That is how we're, you know, looking at ourselves when it comes to sex, that we're animals. Because if you think about it, if you see, I know it was one that had a face of a monkey or something, and we're laughing at it, like, you know, because the monkey's eyes was rolled back in the head. Like, this is, you know, this is how you look, you know, when he's eating it right. So what are you looking at here? Are you not understanding what it's saying about you or about the person itself? It is something to think about. I don't think a lot of people don't think about it, but I think about it a lot when I go down social medias. I do think about it a lot. Work, if sex is like the biggest thing there, because there is so much cheating when it comes to office relationships. It's just like, you know, everybody's screwing somebody. You know, everybody's, you know, at my last job, there was this one chick that it was just, she couldn't turn it off. It's like and it wasn't a sex appeal. It honestly wasn't. To me, it was a cry of desperation, though. Hey, look at me. I'm getting older. I need attention. Let's screw. Because it wasn't the thing of her having a sex appeal and guys just like, oh, wow, you know, she's so sexy, whatever. It was more or less about her trying to get attention, like wearing clothing that was too tight when she obviously couldn't fit it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, honestly, you're looking at somebody who is shopping at Baby Gap. It's sad, but she needed that attention. She needed it because it was something that she focused on sex. Like I said, it wasn't sex appeal, but it was sex. Like during lunchtime, she would go and, you know, screw one of her employees, and it was just, it was all about sex in the workplace. And that is how it is in the workplace. It's like you feel like you can't go outside of that format to screw around. And it's sadly, it's in schools too. Now, I understand the fact of, you know, feeling that you should, like, sex education. You know, people feel like, oh, you know, they need to find out about it. But honestly, sex education should start in the home. You as a parent should be the one that's teaching your child about condoms, about unprotected sex, about how old to have sex. Because I'm hearing now children as young as 11 and 12 years old, probably even younger than that, is having sex and not being molested, but just feeling like that's the thing to do. And parents, first thing they wonder, oh, my God, why are they doing this? You know, do you realize how old you are? It's all over the place. It's all over the place. So what do you expect? If they're seeing it on television, if they're hearing it in music and you're letting them hear it in this music, if they're seeing it in cartoons, you know, what do you expect on the playground? What do you honestly expect from your child? If your child is seeing it, if you're listening to Beyonce's Partition and your kid is singing it and you're thinking, oh, that's cute, look at her, she wants to be Beyonce, I'm sorry, but do you not know what that freaking song is about? You know what it's about as an adult. You don't think your kid gets it if they're singing it? You don't think that they're asking their friends? You don't think that these children are smart enough to know what these lyrics mean? Come on, people. Wake up to this. You know, I've always said Beyonce is not a role model for little girls. And I'm not coming for Beyonce. Be hot, keep your seat while I knock the shit out of all of you. But the fact of the matter is, it is not, she's not a role model for little girls. She's not. The things she talks about, the things she says, is adult. And if you're allowing your little girl to listen to it, you need to honestly think about what you're accepting and what you're saying is acceptable to your child. Because honestly, if you're okay with her listening to songs like that, then what is that saying about your parenting? And I'm not coming for any parents, but think about it. And then first thing you wonder is like, why is she talking like that? Why is she having unprotected sex so early? Because it's all over the place. Because everywhere she looks, including the music she listens to, and not just the girls, but the boys too, because the boys can listen to Chris Brown and shoot, I remember my little goddaughter was singing Good Kisser, and I stopped and looked back at her. Now, I wasn't playing it, but I stopped and looked back at her, and I'm thinking, does she know what this song is about? And I asked her, Mom, I said, yeah, it's about kiss. I'm like, girl, Good Kisser ain't about no kiss. You better listen to that song. You better really, really listen to that song. Now, maybe my interpretation of it is wrong because I'm thinking it's about oral sex. So maybe my interpretation of Good Kisser is wrong. But I don't think so. I think it is right. Now, I love the song. Don't get me wrong. I love that song. But I would not listen to it while my godchild is with me because, to me, the song's inappropriate. And she's just singing it in the back, not having a friggin' clue what she's talking about. And I'm thinking, okay, really? And her mother and I got into a big argument about it. But it is what it is, because I have to, if I'm her godmother, I have to look out for what she listens to. I have to look out for what is being said to her. I have to look out for that. Like, she wanted to watch Family Guy, and I wouldn't allow her to watch Family Guy. Family Guy is just, American Dad has just gotten to be just too raunchy. It's just gotten to be, it's no longer funny. It's always either a rape joke or a joke about having sex. Like, with this is supposed to be a baby in diapers, Stewie, and this is a dog. Now think about that. This is a dog that's having sex with human women, Beef Dallas. This is a child, supposed to be a baby, that is always talking about having sex with someone. Doesn't that kind of like make you think? This is a cartoon, mind you. This is a cartoon, and we're sitting back laughing at it, but doesn't that make you think a little bit? Because your kids, a lot of kids watch that. A lot of kids watch American Dad. A lot of kids watch, what is it? You know, they just talked about it, Family Guy. They watch it because it's a cartoon, but it's an adult cartoon. Now, don't get me wrong. Hey, to each his own, to own his each, but something about a dog, I don't give a damn if the dog can talk. It's not like the dog is a furry in a costume. It's a freaking dog. It's not like the baby is a midget. It's a baby. So to hear these things coming from a dog and a baby, it's whatever. Now, you can sit back and call me a prude. You can sit back and say, you know, wow, sugar, I didn't know you were, you know, that. It's got nothing to do with being a prude or being stuck up. It's the fact that I see it. It is saying that it is okay for a dog to have sex with a woman. I don't think, you know, maybe I overthink shit. And that could be a possibility, because we all know I got too much damn time on my hands since I have not been working. So it's a possibility. Maybe I'm overthinking it, but I don't think I am. I think I'm seeing it for what it is, and I think that if people would open up their eyes, they would see it for what it is. It's got nothing to do with me being over, you know, sensitive about the situation. It is what it is. And if you don't see it, if you're not paying attention to it, then you're closed-minded and you're not really looking at the big picture, the overall picture of what it's portraying. I don't give a shit what anybody says. It is portraying what I just said in church. Now, this right here, now you say, well, it's not discussed in church. You're right. It's not like when you go to church, you know, the pastor isn't talking about it. It's not like it is on social media. But if you think about it, I talked about this on my show, I think it was like about two or three weeks ago, where this pastor had AIDS and he infected several women in the congregation. And my thing was, this is a pastor. You know he's a pastor, but you're having sex with him. Hello? You're going to hell. Repent now or you're going to hell. I mean, seriously, you're not understanding that this is wrong, that you're having sex with your pastor. And everybody was like, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for them. I don't feel sorry for these women. I'm sorry, I don't. I really don't. Because if you lie down with the devil and you get up with demons, that's on you. You know that this pastor is a pastor. You, if you're in church, you're supposed to be going by the Bible. Now, none of us really do, because we all sin, me included. I sin a great deal, as I'm sure all of us do, because no one is without sin. And this is the reason why our Christ died for us, so we would be able to ask for forgiveness and whatever. And not to get into the religious part of all this, but the fact of the matter is, you knew this was a pastor. You knew you were stepping the line, sex with him. So why are you having sex with him? Point blank. So no, I don't feel sorry for them. I really, really don't. I don't have the energy to feel sorry for someone who knew better or should have known better. I just don't. TV, TV, TV. It's getting so now that it's like, wow, and don't get me wrong, I watch, shows that are, of course, R-rated. Who doesn't? And I'm not going after any shows. I'm really, really not. But sometimes you need to keep that shit on cable access and not on regular TV. Because at this point, it's just gotten to be outlandish. A friend of mine, my best friend, as a matter of fact, was telling me that, did you see the last Scandal? And I'm like, Heffa, you know I don't watch Scandal. You know. She said, well, I thought since you did the show, you were going to start watching. No, I still don't watch. But anyway, she was telling me about there was a, the last Scandal was like, your mouth dropped open. Like, really? Now, trust me, I think that that's just good ratings, basically. And everybody, I'm sure, was sitting in front of the TV watching it. And I think my next Scandal show, I'm going to discuss it. But it's still primetime television. And a lot of the children that are in homes are still there. So where do you say that it overdoes it? Where do you say that they cross the line or jump the line? I mean, it's all over the place, and no one is trying to control it. No one gives a shit about controlling it, because I've seen teenage girls who watch Scandal, and it's like, it's entertaining, I get it, but there's certain things that, to me, that should be entertained to you on cable access. Or after they've gone to bed. Now, hey, again, you may say, wow, sugar, you're really being a prude. But I think to a certain point, there's certain things that we don't need to expose our children to. We just need to have them in a mindset that school having sex is not. Because for some reason now, all kids feel that is the thing to do. Having sex. I'm proud to say that I was almost 18 before I indulged, so to speak, because how I was raised, for one, and my whole focus was school, 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 and I was too afraid to venture out into that. I had my friends were having sex at 14 and 15, and I was just like, no, that's, I can wait for that. It's not that important. But some people and a lot of teens now feel like that is important. That's the thing to do. Because a lot of people confuse sex with love. And they're not the same thing. They're totally different. I mean, if you're having sex with someone you love, oh, my God, it's beautiful. But sex and love are two different things. You have sex and you have love. And you have lust. So you have three different plant that you deal with. I'm going to take a quick break, and I think I've got a caller, so I'm going to take a quick break. And, yeah, think about that for a minute. Think about it for a minute. I know I probably go, people going, God, sure, you just, ugh. But, hey, I'm just being honest. I'm saying what a lot of you want to say and or maybe don't want to say. Be right back.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Sugarlicious Me. This is the Coffee, Cream, and Sugar Show. It is 11. Oh, my God. Look at the date. Oh, it is 9:25 a.m. If you just join me, just start listening in. We're talking about sex, and not the good kind. We're talking about why we are so preoccupied with sex. And as I said before, it's all over the place, and I know it's all over the place, and I am sure that you know it is, too. I have a caller on the line. He's been very, very patient. I know who it is, because when the number popped up, I was like, oh, he's calling in. So without further, what's the word, everybody? I do. Let's go ahead and have this person, and I'll let him introduce himself, of course, join me. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
All right. I'm good. I'm good. What's good, everybody? This is your boy, Peligro Society, a.k.a. Angel. All right. I hope everybody's having a good Sunday. I'm glad you mentioned this this subject, because that's another of my pet peeves. You know, every time I look outside, it's very sad to see 16-year-old, 17-year-old kids just walking around with babies, you know, which is extremely sad. Extremely sad. Where's the word I'm looking for? The joy of being a kid anymore.
Right, you know, exactly.
Everybody is just stressed over sex. Just wait. Just wait until you grown. You know, enjoy your life first. Enjoy being a kid. Enjoy being a teenager. You know, and I agree about, not agree, but the whole Bill Cosby thing, that was a big shock.
Right.
I don't know if it's, I haven't really gotten a chance to sit down and read up on it. You know, I've been so busy on it, I just, you know, when he told me, I was like, what? Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that's a subject I'm going to discuss.
Problems
within the week time, because it, you know. But it's the same thing now. It's like the person that a lot of us grew up with, you know, just really briefly about Bill Cosby, I don't want to get off the subject itself, but a lot of person that we grew up with was like a father figure to a lot of people, you know, because with Bill, you were thinking, oh, he's like
right.
A dad, you know, look at him, you know, jello pudding person, and, you know, you follow the
J-E-L-L-O.
Exactly. When his son died, a lot of, you know, a lot of us grieved over that, you know, knowing that's his only son. But the sad part about it is that it's so much coming out now about it that you wonder if some of it is bullshit, and then you wonder how much of it is really true. And not to say that, you know, I'm on Bill's corner, because if Bill Cosby is a rapist, as it's being, you know, all over the social media, then I want his old ass prosecuted and jailed for it. Because I don't give a shit who he is or whatever, you know, because some people can take their influence as this type of person, and people go, I don't believe it. There's no way Bill did that. And the truth of the matter is, we don't know, because we're not the ones that's behind closed doors. So we have no
clue, true.
You know, if it's true or not, because you have to go by what the media tells you. And the media bullshits a lot, let's face it. You know, the media puts so much, you know, things there. And not to say that it's not true, but I do question the fact that it took her so long to talk about it. But then again, I've never been raped, so I can't sit here and tell you what the person feels or how they, you know, what type of reaction they could have, because I'm sure a lot of people don't want to discuss it because they're thinking, you know, it's embarrassing, it's shameful, you know, who's going to believe me? Because the fact of him being Bill Cosby, you know, a lot of people will probably like, you know, nobody believes that, because, you know, when we first heard it, you know, I'm like, what kind of bullshit is this? That was my first reaction. Who is this bitch? You know, she's trying to get some money, and then, you know, once you started reading it, because I try not to watch the news. Everybody that knows me knows I try my best not to watch the news, you know, not to get into it, because I don't want to look at it. I don't want to focus on it. It's always a negative. is normally is always a negative, and I don't want to focus on the negative. I just prefer to, you know, to just go ahead and do something separately and not deal with that. So I have a question
for
you.
Mm-hmm.
Question for you. How old were you when you first had sex?
Honestly, I was 19. You know, it'll be bullshit for me to sit here. Hey, I was 16, and hey, no, I was 19. And
you were 19?
Yes, I was 19. I was 19.
That face and that body, you were 19. Let's see. That's me being, because I honestly would have thought you would have said younger than that.
No. I mean, you gotta remember, like I told you, at early age, I was already, you know, ready to go to Marine boot camp. You know, my whole
right.
thing was I got get my shit together. You know, I was always in getting myself into trouble, and I wanted to stop that. I wanted to be somebody. I wanted to become. Honestly, I went to college for drafting, you know, for architect, and that didn't work out. So, as you already know, I took over my pop's mechanic, motorcycle mechanic, and got my own tattoo shop. So that's pretty much after the Marine Corps, I did that. You know, I didn't really, I was more into getting myself together more than anything.
Right.
Just living it short, plain and simple. Not like these kids out nowadays. Everything is sex. Let's get drunk. Let's get fucked up. Let's go get some ass. No, it wasn't like that.
Now, my brother, he was, I think, 14 when he you know, started having sex. I think he was 14. I was like, what? You know, like, what? Are you serious?
Wow.
And the thing is that when he was 16, this 21-year-old chick, you know, and I don't think, you know, all of his friends thought he was cool because he had this 21-year-old chick, you know, he was having sex with her, but it was child molestation. I mean, I know he's a teen at 16, but it was, you know, that's how I see it because he was my brother, my baby brother. So me,
right.
Real quickly, when we found out, and he kept it, like, you know, really on the DL. But I forgot how we found out. But anyway, me and my sister, my two sisters, we found out where she lived at, and we got in our car, and we went over to her house, and we knocked on her door, and, you know, Avon calling, and not really, but. And she was like, hi,
no,
you know,
did.
No, we can't say Avon. I'm being funny. Let's say that. We said Jehovah's Witnesses. Anyway.
Stupid.
Oh, my God. Anyway, she opened the door, and, you know, she was like, how can I help you? And before I could get my words out, because my sister, the one that's back in the game, she's, like, brassy. So she literally pushes me to the side, like, and just goes in on this chick and pushes the chick back, and the chick stumbles back. And the chick is, like, trying to play, like, I don't know what you're talking about, what you're talking about. She's like, you know, you know what I'm fucking talking about. And by the time my sister went to hit her, her child came out.
Oh, damn.
And my sister looked up at me, and I was like, don't do it, you know. And the three of us stood there, and basically, you know, she had two little ones, which pissed us off even more, because here you are, he's 16, you got two babies, and you're, you know, messing around with our little brother. And
mm-hmm.
I basically told her, you know, don't mess with him anymore. And she says, "But I love him."
Are you serious?
Yeah. My sister lunged for her, and it took me and my other sister to pull her because it was like, kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, That's a whole different story.
Wow.
The only reason I brought it up because just to say the fact that, you know, how young he was, you know, starting off. And anyway, it was just maybe one day I'll tell you the whole story because the story is deep. It gets a lot deeper than the little part I've just told you. But I've noticed that a lot of talk shows are dwelling on sex, too. That's the whole thing. Sex, 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 sex. Sex, 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 sex. I don't understand the preoccupation of it. I don't get it. I don't know whether it's because it's just there and we know it's there, so we kind of like.
It is. It's just there. It is there. You know, even like you were saying earlier, it's on Facebook. You know, people are posting little kids on Facebook, oh, the face I make when I come, or, you know, the way my face is when I'm up all up in it. Yeah, come on now. It takes me back to what I said on the last talk show, the last blog talk that you had. You know, the future, kids are our future. You want your kids to be pregnant at 15. You want to have that responsibility at that young age. Teach them how to become somebody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, be there for them. Like, don't do that until you're ready. You know, who the hell's going to be ready at 14, 15, 16 years old, you know, being pregnant or already with a kid? Come on. That's just ridiculous. Grow up.
Well, I think a lot of, like I said before, and here I go again, so I better protect myself on the Sugar Lister show next Tuesday. I better shameless plug. I better protect myself because I may have the beehive at my door. But it's no angel. I'm not coming for you, darling. But those of you who don't know, Snow Angel is, she does a wonderful Beyonce anyway. And I've been trying to get her on my show, but we'll talk about that later. But as I said before, to me, Beyonce's not a role model for young girls because of the fact that there are so many of her songs that talks about sex. I mean, we have to be honest, you know, with what we see. It is, I don't know. I guess, like I said, I don't
I know
her.
What you're trying to say. I know what you're
right.
trying to say.
I don't want, you know, anyone to think that I'm a Beyonce hater or I'm coming for her or anything like that, because I'm not. Beyonce is a force to be reckoned with. And I think if you're an adult woman, then you know, if you want to go by her music and what she does, then hey, by all means you should, because she's a woman, she's expressing her sexuality. There's nothing wrong with that. There is nothing wrong with that. But I think young girls, teenagers, don't need to know about that yet, don't need to express that yet. They don't need to talk about that. It should not be something that should be on their mind yet. Honestly, school, that I will say that over and over again, that it should be their education. It really should be their education, because that, to me, is the most important thing. I don't think a lot of – I mean, I really wish Beyonce would make a song about, you know, get your education.
A, B, C, let me
right.
learn.
Right,
I'm
exactly.
Beyonce, starts with a big B.
But,
I mean, you know what's scary,
not,
though? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
You know what's scary? I took my baby godson to one of his friend's birthday party last week. And I'm sitting there at the, you know, parents table on the side or whatever. So I'm just sitting there watching him. They're playing whatever. And bam, the song breaks and plays out. This little kid literally gets up and starts twerking, moving her little ass like she's a grown woman. And I'm sitting, anybody seen that? I mean, babe, you should have seen the parents are taping this shit on their phones. I'm like, wait a minute. This is not acceptable. What are you doing? She got nothing
yes.
to shake.
And posting
nothing
it on social media.
Oh, she's and so cute. I'm like, that's not cute, boo boo.
Yes.
That is not cute, boo boo. Come on. I grabbed my guys and I was like, let's go to the park. Let's go play.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
You
that,
know, playtime
became
porking time.
Because I'm telling you, when my goddaughter started singing Good Kisser, my mouth dropped. And I got on her mother's ass. And she's like, well, what are you talking about? And I honestly think my she was acting stupid because she's a bright woman. So I'm sorry. She is bright. So there is no way that she didn't know that that song was about oral sex. And I don't give a damn. I don't care. It is about if you listen to the lyrics. Because one thing about me, I listen to the lyrics. Because with me, as far as with singing goes, any song, I listen to the lyrics because if I want to dedicate, and this man can say, if I want to dedicate a song and I want my feelings, I listen to the lyrics and I tell you, listen to the song. Because to me, the lyrics will speak. Good Kisser is about oral sex. I'm sorry, but it is. And she should not be singing it at 4 years old. Just singing it and moving her little head.
Wow.
And I'm like, no, this will not happen. Not on my watch. And I told her mother, you need to start listening more to what she's listening to. You know, you need to start, you know, oh, I didn't realize it. Oh, bullshit. And I know she's listening. And this will probably get us into another argument. And right now I don't give a shit because I have to look out for her. If you appointed me to be her godmother, then I have to look out for her. So I'm telling my, you know, her right now bullshit. I know you know what it means. I'm saying it right on my show. Know what it means. But there is, it's just all over the place. And the thing is that you can't escape it. You really can't. And I know it's hard to escape it. I know it's hard to. I understand that because the thing is that if you don't teach your children about sex, someone else is going to teach them. And someone else will probably teach them wrong. Because even though there is sex education in school, and from my understanding, they're getting younger and younger learning it. There is sex education in school. There are still things that you need to talk to your child about. Just because the school gives you condoms, it is not a ticket to have sex. It is not saying, hey, we're giving you condoms to protect yourself. That's all well and good, but what you should be telling your child is that, you know what, they're giving you condoms, but you don't need them because you need to keep your legs crossed. You need to keep, you know, your jimmy in your pants. Too many people don't understand. I'm not saying don't educate them with condoms because if they're going to do what they're going to do anyway, you might as well go ahead and give them protection and teach them about the protection as well and let them know, look, this is what this is for if, you know, if you just got to do it. This is what this is for. And I'm sorry, but can I talk about this, babe? It's about Sola.
Yeah, go ahead. Before you do that, though, my phone is about to die. If it just gets cut off, everybody, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, baby. Love you. Go ahead, boo-boo.
Love you. All right. Sola, was saying that this little boy, Sola's my daughter, me and Angel's daughter in game, and she was saying this little boy was trying to tell her, you know, he loved her, he wanted to have sex with her. So Sola's like, I love him too. Now, even though Angel was a force to be reckoned with, but Angel and I both talked about it, and we did not want her to end up still doing something. So Angel gave her condoms and told her, I'm not telling you that I want you to do it, but I'm telling you if it comes down to it and you feel like you just have to, this is what you tell him he has to use. If he tells you no, then I don't care how much you think you love him, tell him to fuck off or jack off. And so far, she's told us that she hasn't done anything, that she doesn't want to, because after we had the talk with her, you know, she kind of understands that it's not something she wants to even do right now. Because she's, she's a beautiful young girl. I mean, when I tell you she, you know, she's gorgeous, and she's very, very smart. She's very quiet, you know, and she's the type of young lady that's impressionable. So you don't want her to end up with some jackass because to us that's, you know, oh, I love you, have sex with me. Come on. We all know as women that that's a bunch of jackassery because that's the whole thing. You know, sex is supposed to be love, too. Like I said, too many people confuse it. There is sex and there is love. Now, you can be in love with a person and have sex with them, but sex is not love. And I think a lot of teens and children forget or don't, I don't want to say forget because they probably don't even know that it's two different things. I had a cousin who couldn't have sex in, she got pregnant and I think she, after she had the baby, she still couldn't have, because during her whole pregnancy, she couldn't have sex. And he was running around all over the place because he said that he just could not do it.
Wow.
He just could not keep his shit in his pants. He couldn't do it. You know, you can't expect me to, you know, to not want to have sex. You can't expect me to not be involved. You can't expect, and I'm thinking, you son of a bitch, this is your woman having your child, and you can't keep yourself from having sex. It's like, really? What's going on with you? What is really your problem? So he was saying, you know, that, oh, well, you know, I didn't love them. It was just sex. I get that because you're right. It was just sex. But just the point of the matter of that, you felt like you just had to do it. It's just something that had to be done. I can't go without it, he said. Well, then you need some psychological help because if you can't go without it while your wife is pregnant with your child, you can't honor and respect her, then you need to fuck off. But when I said that to him, to his face, you know, she had the understanding, well, I understand how he feels, and I didn't want to blast her or rip her apart.
Nah, that's so bullshit.
Yeah. So I basically just shut up, you know, because sometimes you have to pick your battles. Sometimes you have to just keep your mouth shut because a lot of people don't understand it. And I didn't want to get into, you know, a fight with her already at her point where she's going through so much with her life, you know, with the baby. I didn't want to get into no fight with her about her dim-witted, dumb, stupid-ass, ignorant, selfish, foul, fucked-up-ass husband. I didn't want to do that because I didn't think that was fair to her. So I just basically smiled, shut my mouth, and was, like, gritting my teeth because I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God, let that have been
me.
And
so I dumb.
Right. But I guess it happens a lot. That's where, you know, it happens a lot where a lot of women forgive their men for cheating. You know, well, he loves me. It was just sex. You're right. It was just sex. But if he loved you, anyway, let me stop because I don't want anyone to think that, you know, it's not the show that I'm looking for, but just thinking about that has really just kind of got to me again, which it shouldn't have. But it is what it is. I have to.
It could be a lot of things, too. You know, it could be a lot of things, too. So.
Yeah. I agree.
You know, she's pregnant. She's probably thinking, oh, I'm not pretty enough. He'll leave me if, you know, I put my foot down. I'm just going to let him do whatever. But like you said, that's a whole different show.
We went through that. So I agree. We went through that, and that was her whole, you know, spillo. But still, it still just pisses me off when I think about it today. But one thing I have noticed, that sex is alive and well and living in Second Life. It is all over the place. It's talked about all the time. If you like, she was telling me about the club where she went to the club. I guess one of the questions was, what was the question she told me?
Oh yeah.
Oh brother, let me see if I can wake this heifer up. I'm gonna try to call her. Be my luck, she doesn't answer. Shit. Okay, she doesn't answer. Maybe we should try to call Bam Bam, because Bam Bam the one. Oh shit! I just totally took her out.
Oh nice.
Oh, God,
wow.
I did not mean to do that. That was really a slip of the tongue.
And you know what? I bet him that you was going to say his name.
I swear I did not mean to do that. That was really – they just went out to dancing, and I think they ended up at a – she told me that they ended up at a –
Bam, Bam, you owe me 50 bucks.
I honestly – anyway. If I'm not mistaken – I'm trying to remember exactly. Okay, she is not answering, but she's texting me back. Hold on.
This is how it went down from what I was told. Okay.
Okay. Oh, so he told you. Okay.
Yeah. You know, they met at the studio, whatever, because that's where he
lived. I don't want to hear all that part, babe. I want to know what was said at the club. I don't. That doesn't matter. That
okay,
part.
Okay. He said. He said, let me take you out to this club. I know they got some nice music. The party's always pumping and shit. She said, all right, cool. They got there. Bam, they had like a pillow talk sex hour between, well, it was 2 hours. Oh, that's all they were talking about. Just sex, sex, sex. How do you like it? How she like it? How he does it? Bam, bam, whatever. She's like, and she just TP'd off. Her member was like, what the fuck? The only fucking day that I come to this club, they're talking about sex. Out of every day, out of any day out of the week, they had to pick this fucking day to talk about sex at this hour. Damn. That's how this shit went down.
Well, yeah, because I went to, and I won't go into too much detail about it, because if I do, people go, oh, I know what you're talking about. But anyway, I went to an event to support my godmother. And I won't mention her name, which godmother it was, because that way. But anyway. And the first questions were really informative, great. Women's point of view, loved it, thought, wow, this is really great. Then there were questions from the audience. And all of a sudden, the questions started talking about sex. It was like total switch over.
Damn, they took the wrong turn.
Right. It was like it was all positive, positive, positive. You know, woman, woman, woman. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Empowerment, empowerment, empowerment. Because you know how I'm about that. Empowerment, empowerment, empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, how big, you know, do you want a man with, how big do you want your man's penis to be? Is there a certain thing as being too big if he can't eat you outright? And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Wow.
To this positive show. What just happened? I was like, wow, for real? And I'm thinking, this is absolutely bullshit, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm here to get some empowerment for women, because those who know me, my big thing is empowering women, and it is also love yourself first and this, that, and the other. And it became, I was really happy to be there and proud of the fact that these women that were on the panel were discussing power, you know, discussing things that were really inspiring. And then all of a sudden, it started turning out to be talking about screwing and fucking, and I'm thinking, what just happened here? So now the audience is controlling the panel, and the panel is now talking about sex, because that's exactly how it would happen. It just turned into a whole show about sex.
Damn, that's bad.
I'm wondering, I'm telling you, because I'm thinking to myself, how many times are these questions going to be asked? How many times are we going to, you know, talk about it? It's like, is it that you're not getting enough of it? Is that the reason why it's always a conversation? Can it ever be something in a positive manner that it is not about screwing, 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 fucking, fucking, fucking? Because honestly, it's starting to get annoying when you look at your Facebook page and you scroll and all you see is these memes about having sex and this is the face I make and this is it's really just starting to be like, just like, well, fuck, enough is enough. Let's put some positive feed down. Let's fill it with, and don't get me wrong, I am not saying don't do your due, get an SL, do what you want to do in real life. I am not saying you shouldn't, because being an adult, you should do what the hell you want to do. And if you're enjoying it, oh, my God, because sex can be beautiful. It can be, but there is a time and a place for it. You don't have to share it all over social media. You don't. You really don't. You don't have to hear it in your music. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong, because like I said, I love Good Kisser. I love that song to death. That is my song. But I will not allow my 3-year-old child to listen, or if I had a 5-year-old, whatever, I wouldn't allow my child to listen to it. I wouldn't want to go to a talk show where that's all they talk about. I wouldn't want to watch any of my cartoons. I wouldn't want to know that my child is listening, you know, involved in on the playground. I wouldn't want to hear about the pastor giving AIDS to numerous women. I don't want to see it on TV. I don't want to hear about it at work. I'm sorry, but I just don't want to hear about it all the time. There is a time and a place for it. And sometimes you just need to say, you know what, enough is enough. It's just, we're just too preoccupied with it. And I would like to know why. Why is this, there is such a need to talk about it, a need to discuss it, a need to see it, a need to, I don't get it. I don't get it. Everything is not about sex. It just isn't. Whether you think it is or not, it isn't. Anyway, I only have a minute and 34.
All right. Well, good thing my phone stayed up this long.
Yes, I'm glad that it held on as long as it did. Anyway, everyone, thank you so much for joining me Tuesday. I'm going to say this real quick. Tuesday, my show, I will be announcing the person or persons that won the 6K for the body. We're also going to be talking about virtual plastic surgery. So make sure that you're there Tuesday, 7 o'clock on the grid. Tomorrow, I have no clue what my shows are going to be on Blog Talk. I don't even know. This show came up like, bam, like that. Anyway, love you all. Sugar kisses. Talk to you later. Mwah.
Peace.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Come on.
Let's talk about sex. to get whatever she don't got. Fellas droop like fools, but then again, they're only human. The chick was a hit because her body was booming. Gold, pearl, rubies, crazy diamonds. Nothing she wore was ever common. Her dates, heads of state, men of taste, lawyers, doctors. No one was too great for her to get with or even mess with. The press, she says, was next on her list. And believe me, you, it's as good as true. There ain't a man alive that you couldn't get next to. She had it all in the bag, so she should have been glad. But she was mad and sad and feeling bad, thinking about the things that she never had. No love, just sex, followed next with a check and a note. That last night was so, so, so.
You know, man.
Let's talk about sex.